The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, guess who's back with me? It's our juice star doctor. Oh, excuse me. All right. Well, I'm just going to give you a doctor, an honorary doctor in juicing. Ray Juice Star, Deuce Star. Okay. First, I want to set the segment up, Ray, because I think it's really important. You know, and I'm a big advocate with anything, with people's choices, whether it's we can just throw out a couple hot topics, mammograms, vaccinations, supplements, juicing, you name it. I'm a big advocate of people having opinions and choices. I'm also, though, a big advocate of people being able to use their minds and actually wake up and think about the choices that they're making and making sure it's the best one for them. And that's how I like to be involved in hopefully not just spitting out more information, but facilitating understanding, right? So just not this, not just giving, hey, here's this, but I want to show you why. So we're going to talk today about supplements. I'm a consultant in the natural product industry, so I've been around the block a couple times. But really, liquids versus pills and so much more. What do you got to say about this?
You know, that was a great setup, and I think today's segment, you know, I'm excited to kind of have some back and forth with you because, quite frankly, you are far more an expert on all this than I am.
Did I miss my guest? Did we lose him, Kev? Having a little technical difficulty because I can't hear my guest anymore?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Ray's here. Don't worry.
Ray, anyway, come back to me. I can hear you now.
Okay, great. All right, so let's start over. Basically, what I was saying was, you know, I'm excited about this segment today because I think we can have a lot of back and forth together. You are far more an expert in, you know, this stuff when it comes to the overall understanding of vitamins than I am. But what's great is, you know, the way you set it up, it's exactly that. These days, you know, the consumer, you have so much access to information.
Kevin, are you there? I'm missing Ray again.
You can really partner again with basically, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Kev. All right. So, yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
Okay. I think we're good. Maybe your headphones aren't working.
It might be that. Anyway, there's all sorts of technical difficulties to be had.
Let's get into really, this from my perspective. First thing is liquids versus pills. Okay. You know, if anyone listened to the segment last week, they heard.
Hey, sorry,
that,
folks. I'm losing you. I have lost all contact. Okay.
This we're going to put this one on the bloopers the bloopers reel. Anyway, so let's get back to liquids versus pills. So for me, you know, I started taking vitamins in 2006 because I started getting that, you know, that skin discoloration thing that Michael Jackson had, vitiligo. So from 2006, I basically cured myself of that with a combination of the vitamins that I was taking in pill form at that time, some 15 to 20 minutes of sunlight a day, and then I really, really eliminated the stress out of my life that I know was probably the big causer of that. So I've been a huge believer in vitamins since 2006, but it wasn't until 2012 that I really discovered the power of liquids when it comes to a vitamin. Just like everything else, I've said it several times, think about coffee, think about wine, those things bypass digestion because they're in liquid form and they go directly into your bloodstream. So if you apply that same philosophy to fresh vegetable juice, which we've talked about, you know, several times, but now also to vitamins, why not give those vitamins a direct shot into your bloodstream to increase their bioavailability and get down to the cellular level? So when it's liquids versus pills, if you go on the internet and just Google liquids versus pills absorption rates, what you're going to find is there was an incredible study done that's in the physician's desk reference, the PDR, which basically showed that the difference is dramatic. And when I say dramatic, I'm talking 98% absorption for pill form versus only 10 to 20% absorption for, 98% absorption for liquid form versus only 10 to 20% absorption for pill form. So when it comes to your vitamins, and this is where Boost really was born, you know, I realized I wanted a liquid vitamin. I did not want to take pill form vitamins. They gave me a feeling of nausea, which I lived with for 6 years, 365 days a year, and I can't believe it took me this long to figure it out. But at the end of the day, what I've realized is that when it comes to liquids versus pills, in my opinion, there's no comparison, and liquids are the way to go, just like they are in so many other aspects when it comes to giving you that absorption. It's all about absorption rates. So that's liquids versus pills. Let's move on to the concept of supplement.
All right, I apologize. I apologize, my favorite guest. I am coming in and out here with hearing you, and I'm not sure. I'm assuming it's on my end with my headphones, but having some technical difficulties. So I'm sorry, I haven't been following you.
That's okay. That's great. I'm just gonna roll. So basically, let's move into supplements versus replacement. And this is something that's really, really a big topic and a hot spot for me. Okay, Boost is a dietary supplement. It's labeled as a dietary supplement because of FDA regulations. And the key part of that is that's exactly what it's intended to be, a supplement. It is not intended to replace your vitamins that you're getting from your foods, your vitamins that you're getting, the vitamin D that you can get with, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of exposure of your face and hands to the sunlight. It's not intended to be that replacement. It's intended to be that supplement. And I really am harping on that because a lot of people right now are looking to, pills or any type of prescription or even over-the-counter product as a replacement for a healthy diet, a healthy lifestyle, and I'd really, really caution against that. You know, I'd really tell people that when you look at your, you know, whether it's Boost or another liquid vitamin, or if you're still sold on the pill form vitamins, you know, do not look at these as a replacement for getting your vitamins and minerals also from your diet. Instead, they're a perfect supplement because we all know in this hectic lifestyle that we lead, you know, especially in the United States, you just can't get everything on a daily basis.
Right.
So that's
all right. I'm back. I can hear you. So I'm gonna give you a break because no, I completely agree. You know, the way that I've made an analogy in the past to folks is like, hey, let's say you can't make your complete bills each month. What would you have to do? You'd have to supplement your income, right, with something. And I think it's about that with your requirement needs. I think it's about, hey, let's supplement our lifestyles. It's a supplementation to the good, hopefully, nutrition that people have. And I completely agree with you. And I think if you look across the last decades, because of our compromised food chain, our compromised soil, and unfortunately still people's compromised choices, these supplements to supplement people's, all of the reasons that I just rattled off, are extremely important, but it's a great way to look at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's exactly what went into, you know, the formulation of Boost when I partnered with a phenomenal strategic nutrition company that's one of the highest, you know, the biggest companies in America in this space. You know, I said to them, I said, listen, what I want is I want to achieve 100% of the daily value in my supplement. So that way I know I'm giving people that on a daily basis in addition to the other things. You know, I did not want, if you turn around a lot of these, a lot of energy drinks and even pill form vitamins, if you turn those around and look at the labels, you know, they're giving 200, 300, up to 1,000% daily value of vitamins like B12, B6, vitamin C. Now the reason they're doing is those are water soluble.
All right, we got 30
vitamins,
seconds.
So they know your body will get rid of it. There's an entire section on vitamins. We break down every single vitamin for you in an easy to understand fashion. And if you want to try the product again, go ahead and use the code Dr. Holly. So
All right. Thanks so much. This is Dr. Holly on Radio MD. Sorry for the difficulties, and thanks for listening.